Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Got my deodorant again. I'm sorry. Ben.
Again.
Oh, again. Grown man, dude. It's not one thing, it's another.
Don't you have like a process?
In which, say, do you have like you did everything else?
Yeah, I did everything else.
Brush your teeth, wash your face.
The whole thing. All of it. Showered. Mm.
And deodorant's not part of that?
It is. It is. I just forgot it again. It's like the one thing I forget. And I do it every maybe once, twice a month.
I feel like in the new vending machines we're supposed to be getting, they might have things like deodorant in them, but we don't have them yet.
They have eyelashes in there. I hope there's a little thing of degree or something. I have these. I like these. They're called cold showers. Not a sponsor, as Mud and Don will say. And it's a cooling field towel. And so if I start to stink it up, I can just unwrap it, clean the pits off.
It's
and
like a Lysol wipe, but a little more
for your body.
Safe for your skin.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
You don't want to be wiping Lysol
all over your body. I've done it, but it's not ideal. So I do apologize. If it starts to smell like garlic in here, nobody's cooking anything. That's your old pal Woodsy in here just thinking.
Our thanks again to Jeff Blum. Really, really good preview of the upcoming series against the Houston Astros coming up. Padres, of course, were off yesterday, but there were a couple of other teams in action. The Giants finally dropped one. They actually split their 4-game series with the Phillies, which, by the way, most teams will take that. You have to go into Philadelphia for 4 games, and you go 2-2, you go... Solid series, but yesterday Christopher Sanchez struck out 12.
Ooh, he was nasty.
For the Phillies to split that series 2 games apiece. D-backs are hot. I mean, they are playing the Marlins, but they won their 5th straight yesterday.
Great.
6-4. So the D-backs are now 12-7, 4th place team in the NL West with the 4th best record in all of baseball.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. Yeah, we just got to keep winning our games. That's really all you can worry about. Keep winning the games in front of you, and you just I let us look at the scoreboards and whatever. But if you're Mike Schilt and you're Manny Machado and all the crap, just win the game in front of you, and it will all work itself out in the end. You know, but man, we talked about it on the roundtable yesterday a good amount. We talked about the NL West and kind of what we all thought, and you know the which team will peter out. I mean, as it stands today, none of them are going to peter out the way that they're looking right now. And, you know, obviously your hope is of the four that it's not the San Diego Padres, that injuries don't catch up to them, that, you know, Kyle Hart's able to continue to do what he's been doing. Randy Vasquez is able to continue to do what he's doing. The offense is able to keep grinding out dubs, Ben. You know, everyone kind of had a strong opinion. You know, a couple people thought, oh, it's definitely going to be the Giants. I don't necessarily agree. A lot of people thought, oh, it'll be the D-backs, and I don't agree with that either. Nobody really thinks the Dodgers are going to peter out based on what they have and their depth. So, I, you know, that leaves us, and I don't think it's going to happen. I'm sure hoping it doesn't, but yeah, man, I somebody's going to have to. It doesn't seem like anybody is even giving a little bit right now.
I know in my head, power rankings mean less than nothing.
Less than nothing.
But, you know, this snapshot of where everybody is of the season, and people are taking notice of the Padres. ESPN came out with theirs yesterday, and guess what? The Padres overtook the Dodgers and are number one in the ESPN power rankings at this point in the season. It doesn't matter. You're right. I know. I don't really care. I think what's telling, though, is that the top 10, I mean, it's like all National League. Padres, Dodgers, Mets, Giants, Phillies, Cubs. Hey, Yankees, congratulations. An American League team sneaks in there. And then the Diamondbacks. So the top eight, seven of them are National League teams. Guess what? You don't get seven playoff teams in a league. You only get six. So at this juncture, and again, snapshot, things will change as the season goes on, but you know, if this continued, that means one of the top eight teams in baseball isn't even going to make the playoffs yeah. this year well, because they are in the National League.
Top teams as we stand today.
As we stand today. But I think it is telling how lopsided right now it looks like the two leagues are comparatively, that the National League just is so much deeper this yeah. year
it's really
than
good.
The American League.
It's really good.
And, you know, it's good for exciting baseball. You're going to have a lot of big, important series this year at Petco Park against all of these teams when they come into town. But again, someone is going to get aced out at the end, and you can't really afford to have that month, you know, that June swoon or, you know, a May gray or whatever, where you have, you know, just a bad 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because you could get left in the dust
no question.
In the National League this year.
No question. No question.
And that's true of not just the Padres, but all of those teams that I just mentioned. You know, that's the danger this year. Atlanta, they've had their April swoon here to start the season. Guess what? They got left in the dust already. They're going to have to be fighting and clawing all year long just to kind of get back into a wild card race at this point because of how great the starts have been from all the other teams in the National League that were considered contenders.
Well, and as far as the, you know, the roadmap to success for the San Diego Padres, as far as, you know, morons like us laid it out at the beginning of the year, we all said, it's so imperative that this team has a hot start. Done. You did it. You know, like, well done. You've done exactly what you need to do. And, you know, you kind of, when do you turn the page on a hot start, right? When does that, like,
soon,
right? So they've played 19 games. They're 15-4. What, 25 games? Like 30 games? 40 would be like the quarter of the way through the season. So maybe we'll look at 20 more games or so after that. But so far, so good for the San Diego Padres. They did exactly what they needed to do. Mike Schilt's teams traditionally have ramped up.
So I wanted to ask him about that yeah. when he comes on today.
Is that just one of those weird anomalies, or like is the carryover from last year, the continuity, all that stuff? Did that help them get off to a hotter start? I think it probably did.
I guarantee there's no coach who ever thinks his team is playing perfectly. So there's always room to improve. But what would you want your team to improve on at this point? They're doing so many things so well. But the message just can't be, okay, we did it, guys. Now just maintain this the rest of the year. Of course, we'd be thrilled if they did. If the Padres didn't get even a fraction better the rest of the year, but didn't get any worse, is there anyone who wouldn't sign up for that? Just play like this all year long, and, I mean, you're going to have the best season in Padres history, bar none, no doubt about it. So you don't actually have to get better, but I think that goes completely against what Mike Schilt's entire ethic as manager is that we get better as the game goes on, as the series goes on, as the season goes on.
Yeah.
We have to improve. It's always about improving. So where do you improve on this? You're 15-4. You've been playing sharp, crisp baseball, good situational, everything you're asking your team to do, they are doing. So What are you asking them to do now? What's next?
You can ask him. I don't think he's going to answer. I don't think he's going to answer that question.
He might.
Okay.
I can't imagine there's a manager who... Oh, you want a little...
$5.
Will he answer that question?
Will he answer that question?
Yeah, what's the question then?
I asked him the exact same question last year in the middle of a hot stretch.
What areas would you still like to see your team improve on? Despite, hey, incredible start. Team is playing so well, but what areas would you still like to see your team improve at?
Yeah.
And you think he'll... I mean, we'll have to have Paulie maybe rule on whether he answers it or not. Because sometimes, you know, Mike Schill answers questions without answering them. Yeah. Or will he actually give an answer? Like, no, I'd like to see us do this a little bit better and that a little bit better. Or will he just kind of...
Here's what I wonder if he flips it on you. Well, what do you think?
Oh,
he's been doing that lately.
He has been doing that. That's a lot of reporters.
Is that going to be his new shtick this year? What do you think?
What do I think?
All right, just say
it. Well, what do you think?
Oh.
I'm not answering
your dumb question. You have to answer your dumb question.
I don't think it's a dumb question.
Neither do I. I'm just saying. I'm not. Don't lump me into this. I'll be sitting here, ready to ask him about Houston barbecue. All right. Chris in the chat says, "I disagree, Woodsy. I think you have to keep your eye on the standings at all time." Where the hell did that comment go?
Reminds them of how tough your division is going to be this year. No days off. Keep that pedal to the metal.
Yeah, like
every game.
I'm looking at the scores like a lunatic, Chris. I'm watching the end of Giants games. I'm watching the end of D-backs games. I'm watching Dodger games because that's who I am. I love the game, and I'm watching our division like a hawk. But if you're Manny Machado and Xander Bogaerts, I don't think you need to be huddled in the clubhouse looking at your phone after you go, did the Diamondbacks win? They did? Oh, no. Like, it's April. There's still 140 games to go.
And I agree, East County Chris, it's a long season, guys. Baseball is dumb. There will be ups and downs. Enjoy the ups.
Yep.
Civil Luthi says, they're blowing any few times. There will be sections of the season where the ball bounces the wrong way consistently, and they go 4-10. I do understand that, but I don't think that's ever... I just don't think that a manager's message to his team is, just keep doing what you're doing, or is it sometimes
maybe
just keep doing what you're doing? It feels like with Mike Schilt, it's always like, where can we get better?
Yeah.
What can we improve on at this point?
I hope he answers it, because I'd be fascinated to know. I really would. I mean,
there's always, in baseball, it's the great thing about baseball. You'd be hitting 400. You can always hit 500.
I know.
I mean, there's always, room to improve. Unless you just threw a perfect game and you're a pitcher. There's always room to improve in baseball.
Yeah, 100%, 100%. You're 6 for 6 in stolen bases. Well, could you have gone 10 for 10? Could you have made it 4 other times when we might have needed a steal? Things like that. Like, yeah, there's always room to grow. Nobody has ever played a perfect baseball game, as it were, unless you've thrown a perfect game. Nobody's ever really been perfect. 4 for 4. That's a great night.
And
you
even
do it again tomorrow.
Even those perfect games, someone barreled one and it just happened to go right at someone.
The third baseman.
There is no such thing as a perfect baseball game.
Right.
It just doesn't happen. I mean, if you were perfect offensively, you'd never get out. So the game would never end.
It'd be like cricket. Still up there hitting for 6 months. Yeah.
So there's always a chance you can get better. But let's be honest. We'd all be very happy if the Padres were still playing like this in June and then in August and then in October.
Yeah, and it's funny.
This is playoff, good quality baseball.
Jeff's absolutely right. In the chat, our buddy Jeff from Fantasy Camp says, guys already know they can get better. I doubt Mike Schilt needs to tell them anything about weak spots right now. He's just there to keep the vibes high, communicate as needed, and probably be an ear for some guys. And I doubt very much he's... you need to make sure you get that butt down on those ground balls. You know what I mean? I think he's doing a great job. So far, so good. So, obviously, one at a time. Win tonight. Worry about tomorrow.
All right, we got Don't Do This is coming up in our next segment. Let's see. The old tweet, then delete bit.
Oh, tweet and delete.
Made an appearance in Major League Baseball yesterday.
Well, and again, I get a little annoyed when people hold up New York Sports Talk Radio as the highest of the high, because I do feel that they have not evolved even a little bit yet. We'll play you some audio next.
All right, we'll get to a check traffic, and then Don't Do This coming up when we return on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com. True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
Ugh, I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this, brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. All right, I will start us out in the world of baseball. Yesterday, the New York Yankees had the very unusual circumstance of being the road team in their own spring training ballpark for the first time.
That is true.
Playing the Tampa Bay Rays at Steinbrenner Field. Yeah, it's kind of awkward, actually. That's not the DDT. We knew that was coming, though. During the game, Jazz Chisholm Jr. of the Yankees took a, well, I think it was a 2-2 pitch that he probably should have been rung up on, and they called it a ball.
Right.
And then on the 3-2 pitch, it was probably a ball, but they called it a strike. And he argued by plate umpire John Bacon for that. And then he immediately went into the clubhouse and tweeted something that I can't say on totally on the air.
Just read it.
Let's see, where's the actual tweet? It was deleted.
It's his words, not yours.
It's his words.
It was his
You're
words.
You're a journalist.
Well, I can't say one of the words on the air.
Fake it.
Let's see. The where's the actual tweet? I had it.
You said it was deleted.
It was deleted, so I can't find the actual tweet. But
it said not even effing close.
There
it
is. Yes, but then he immediately deleted that.
Yes.
Because you're not supposed to tweet use any electronic devices at all during games. I guess if you're ejected, you're not in the game anymore.
Yeah, you're in the,
but
you're in the clubhouse.
He said afterwards, I lost my emotions. I lost my cool. I got to be better than that. I'm definitely mad at myself for losing my cool. I don't know. In this day and age, if an umpire knows, they probably missed a call. If you're the batter, you got to know. You got to expand your strike zone a little bit on the next pitch,
sure.
Right? If you feel like you might have gotten away with one.
It was a close pitch. I mean, it was not egregious.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't. And, you know, if I'm an umpire, I know I'm thinking that way. All right, 2-2 pitch. Really close. I might have gotten that one wrong. So I'm giving a little extra to the pitcher on the next pitch to make up for it. I know you're not supposed to do that. Just every
just
pitch is its own,
just call
its own thing. But so many pitches are so close.
Balls and strikes. Just if it's a ball, it's a ball. If it's a strike, it's a strike. If you miss one, you miss one. Try to get the next
one.
But
what about all those pitches that are truly borderline?
What's your decision? Stick with your, you know, live with your decision. Make you. That's why they pay you. Make your decision and live with it. I'm gonna get you back, buddy. Don't worry. Sorry about that. No,
you know, umpires balls and strikes. Do that. Though.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
And it's not necessarily wrong.
We
I
can
think,
just
to do
we,
that.
We'll fix all of this with ABS. All of it.
Yeah.
I can't wait. But Jazz also said he goes. Yeah, I tweeted it. It was me. I know the fine's coming.
Phone wasn't hacked.
I'm a big boy. I can take the fine. Yeah. I screwed up. My fault. And they move on. I will. Well, let's go out to New York City.
New York City,
the bastion of sports radio. We tell it like it is. No coddling. Sal Licata. What station is he on? WFAN.
Yeah.
Is that our sister
yes,
station?
It is.
All right. Is this not old? Does this not get old to you guys? It makes my neck hurt. Like, does this not old?
Padres fans, does this feel like you a couple of years ago?
Does this seem
well?
Does this seem performative to you? Juan Soto signed the mega deal to play for the New York Mets. He's batting .221. He's got 3 homers, 7 RBI. His OPS is .773. Not the most ideal start for a 700.
But certainly not horrible.
Well, it's 19 games.
Yeah,
you know, we're 19 games into a 162 game season and like a 12-year contract. So
15 year.
Sorry. Sal, you got to pace yourself a little bit. You're going to burn. He's already bald. You can't lose any more hair. Your hair, if you had it, would be falling out right now with takes like this yesterday.
Juan Soto has stunk to start his Mets career. I never thought I would be at this point with Juan Soto, a guy who I begged and pleaded the Mets to go get, a guy who I wanted more than any player ever in my fandom. I wanted Juan Soto. The Mets delivered, and every single time this guy has come up in a big spot this year, and there have been plenty, he has failed. And yesterday, a despicable 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts, leaving a small village on the base pass as the Mets lose a series. You don't pay $765 million to a guy who gets on base 40% of the time. Bullcrap! Every single time he's come up in a big spot, he has failed this year. He did not do that with the Yankees. I don't want to hear the excuses from Soto. I don't want to hear people tell me that the walks are good. I want to start seeing some production now.
I mean, bro, you are going to burn yourself.
It's going to be a long
15
years for that guy.
I
agree with you. It is overwrought. It's performative. But there is something about Juan Soto that does lend itself,
you're right,
itself to those takes over and over and over again.
It's that thing where you have to judge that man on his body of work, as you should. He's not going to get a hit every. No one.
Manny's a little bit like that.
Manny's like that too. He breeds some of that. Those takes and stuff, but again, that's just standard fare for New York. I don't know if they're mornings or afternoons. I think they might be afternoons. Is that right?
I think so.
It's just the do they? It's fake, right? Like that's fake.
I mean,
that's performative.
There was
right?
definitely some real fans here in San Diego who felt that way when Juan Soto was here. Like swing the bat.
Kez is here right now.
We're not paying you to walk.
He was like, that dude is the most overrated player ever.
See, there are real takes like that.
He's absolutely not the most overrated player ever.
He's not. But he has a style of play that frustrates at least a certain segment of baseball fans.
Yeah.
That want to see him be more aggressive at the plate.
Like, don't we all think that at the end of the year, I mean, you saw what he did in the playoffs last year for the Yankees, the big home runs he hit. We all agree that dude really, like, if you had to bet on it, his numbers will be there at the end
of course,
the year.
Like, of course.
I feel very strongly in saying that. That his number, they always are. You know, and even in his down year here, his down year for the Padres, Mike, far and away our leader in hitting that year. It was a crap year for everybody, but he was the leader of the of all the Padres in all hitting metrics.
I think Mike Schilt said something very wise on Wednesday, and he said this before as well, but it applies to Juan Soto in this case. He said, yes, we have a philosophy. We want you to be aggressive at the plate.
Yeah.
But most importantly, we want you to be yourself.
Yes, he said, be yourself.
It's miserable trying to be someone else. And Juan Soto's style of baseball is he's not going to swing at a pitch that he doesn't feel like is his pitch and is outside the zone. So I think if you're really desperate to try to turn Juan Soto into something else, you'll be more disappointed in the end result if you changed him.
Do you want him to be Stephen Kwan? Like, is that the ultimate goal? Like, do you want him to be Stephen Kwan? Do you want him to be Luis Arraez? Do you want him to be, you know, the great hitters of history that, you know, were just contact guys and whatever? Like, if you want him to be Stephen Kwan, I'm sure he could be.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
It'd
be a really good version of that.
Yeah, you want him, you know, again, like, and everyone, the money gets brought up, obviously. And it's, you know, somebody said he's good. He's not $800 million good. Well, he is because the Mets paid him $800 million. So the pressure on him has got to be insane, right?
I think Wesley in the chat nailed it very simply. He's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, he's going to be a Hall of Famer.
That's why I wasn't super stoked that we had to trade him.
There's no doubt.
I like it when future Hall of Famers are on my team in their prime.
Yeah.
But I guess everybody's different.
Yeah. And again, is new team fitting in? It's been 2 weeks. Like, I don't know. I'm not doing that radio. I can't do it. Sorry.
Good. All right, finally a little doo-doo this.
DD mega doo-doo.
Old friend alert. Always like getting caught up on what Matt Strom is doing in Philadelphia. And he's one. I mean, would you appreciate leaning into the bit? And Matt Strom is very much himself as well.
Very much.
You know, he likes his baseball cards. He's good. He's a fun guy.
He's very outspoken.
He also looks a little bit like actor Nick Cage. people like to bring this up occasionally. He's like, all right, I'll play with that one. So in that spirit, Matt Strom this week showed off his brand new glove that has the Declaration of Independence on it.
That's good.
Yeah, I stole it and put it right onto my glove. It's actually really cool, especially in Philadelphia. It's a really cool glove. Now, the unfortunate part is it's probably not going to be allowed to use it.
Why?
Well, Major League Baseball rules state. Rule 1.15, the pitcher's glove may not, exclusive of piping, be white, gray, nor in the judgment of an umpire distracting in any manner, and it's printed on
white. Yep.
Which would probably make it ineligible to be used during a Major League Baseball game. But it's a cool glove.
It is one of my most fun bits to do as an adult league manager, is to make the opposing pitcher take off his white sleeves and take his batting gloves out of his back pocket as he's pitching, which happens a lot in adult league. But he can't throw with white sleeves, all right? Happened in fantasy camp. I made somebody take his white. I go, Mud, what are we doing here? You going to let your guy throw in white sleeves? Is this amateur hour? What are we doing?
Forgot about that.
Remember that? Yeah. That's got to do it. Little league dads, know this. Don't put your kid out there in a white sleeve to pitch. They're going to make you take it off.
Paulie's put the side-by-side. And that's the most Nick Cage-looking picture of Matt Strom ever. Or is that just Nick Cage in a Phillies jersey?
It's Nick Cage. Somebody superimposed his face.
I mean, that's the one that you see everyone.
Is that really Matt Strom? That looks more like Nick Cage.
That's Nick Cage. Nick Cage.
When we talk to Matt Strom in person, I don't immediately think,
me neither.
Oh, that looks like Nick Cage.
Me neither. But there was one night where the hair was flowing, the whole thing, so somebody put his face on there. It's close. It's close enough. But that's a bummer. You go get that nice glove made and you can't even use
Probably
it.
Probably not.
That's pretty sick, though.
And do this for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, Kevin at Lee Real says that's the real Nick Cage, just in a Phillies
jersey. Yeah, that's the real Nick Cage.
Jersey.
It's Photoshop.
Yeah. all right, when we come back, we'll talk with Darren Smith, one of the voices of SDFC, his new weekly segment with Ben and Woods. Can't wait for that to start. That is coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. First, though, want to tell you, as we head into the weekend, if you're thinking about losing weight for the summer, now is the time to get started, because if you start now, We'll still be in the June gloom phase by the time you're already losing the weight. And by the time we get into the actual San Diego summer of July, August, and September, you will be feeling brand new. You can lose up to a pound of fat per day and 10 to 20% of your body weight by following the SDFatLoss.com program, which was doctor developed. It involves eating regular foods from the grocery store. You do not have to buy any shakes. You do not have to buy any bars. You don't need to do any injections, and you don't even have to exercise. You just follow the program like I did and lose weight. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days. So many tier ones over these last year and a half or so, as I've been telling you about it, have followed the program, lost thousands of pounds in San Diego. They help you. If you get off track, they get you back on track, and everyone gets off track. You know, they say, hey, don't worry. If you have a cheat day or two, it's fine. We'll get you right back on track. I loved that attitude from my counselor. It always felt like I was fine every time, and I was. I did. At the end of 60 days, I lost all that weight. You can do it as well. Please, just set up your free consultation by going to sdfatloss.com. Still now during the spring, take advantage of the spring special. Get $200 off the program. Why not? You're going to lose the weight anyway. Might as well do it for a little less at sdfatloss.com. Results may vary.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Pretty fun Friday here with Ben and Woods. Of course, stay tuned later this morning at 9 a.m. for the Manager's Report with Mike Schilt, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. But we got a new Friday feature coming up for you. We're going to talk some soccer and more with Darren Smith, one of the broadcasters now for SDFC. And we'll get to Darren right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. So, Woods, when we had Darren Smith in studio a couple of months ago, I think it was like later that morning that he was officially named one of the broadcasters for
exactly
SDFC.
Right.
So now I can finally officially congratulate him on that news months later as Darren Smith joins us here on 97.3 The Fan. Good morning, Darren, and congratulations belatedly.
Well, thank you. I did my best to drop a couple of hints in that conversation. So, yeah, I put that out there for people to sort of suspect that I was going to be involved in some capacity. But I can also give you the traffic report on Imperial Beach Boulevard right now. There's one guy jogging east to west towards the Pacific Ocean, and if I stand here long enough, I guarantee that Will Holder will stroll by.
Oh, yeah. Our beloved Will. Yeah. He's been fairly calm after the 15-4 start for the Padres right now. But, you know, if we hit a rough patch. If you don't know Will, Will is a diehard Padres fan, and he doesn't ride the wave very well. He gets a little bit worked up about it, but what a great, great human being he is. Dee Smith, first of all, how's it been for you, man, calling these games? I know you did a lot of stuff with Loyal when they were here, but this is different. This is a different level. How's it been?
Yeah, it's been a lot, you know, just because, you know, everybody, I think, understands and knows that I like the sport, you know, but I'd be lying if I said I knew a ton about Major League Soccer. You know, so this is each and every week been a total crash course in who it is that SDFC is playing, whether it's been Galaxy or LAFC. You know, there's been surface level knowledge for me about some of these teams. But, you know, I like literally my wife makes fun of me because I sit here and I have the pronunciation guides.
Oh, yeah.
And they have these audible pronunciation guides for all these players now. So I literally just sit in a room playing this audio, and she comes in the room, and I'm playing these, you know, and there's a lot of European names and Scandinavian names. So, you know, it's just been a lot of learning about the players, about the rosters. It's been incredibly rewarding to see something growing from the ground up. You know, I think that the way they built the team here locally, you know, Mikey Varas is just like a real, he fits in so well with the landscape of San Diego to me, and to learn some of, you know, how their players operate and who they are and that sort of thing. It's been really cool. Like, it's just been great to be around it. see something building from the ground up. But yeah, I mean, it's been a lot of work, you know, getting prepared for these broadcasts. You know, like I said, I feel like I'm back in college and I'm just cramming for all these tests week in, week out, because, you know, what did I really know about Charlotte Football Club before I started looking at them like literally Tuesday of this week? So, you know, I think the best thing is that it's been embraced by the community. You know, I love the fact that you guys are talking about it, and, you know, that you guys feel like you're invested in it. And, you know, Woodsy, you and I talked a little bit about it, about how you and your kids are watching some of these games. So, yeah, I think it's just been a really cool thing. I think it fits in really well with the, you know, the ecosystem of San Diego sports.
You need to settle a debate for me and Mrs. Woods that we had 2 days ago. I was in the shower. Not a great sight. Not a great sight for anyone. But she came up to the window. Like, we have a glass shower.
Frosted or completely
it's
clear?
It's completely clear, okay. But the steam, it was all steamy. Okay. And she's, like, tapping on the window. I was like, yes? It's 4 in the morning. Like, yeah? I want to take the kids to SDFC game. I said, I do, too. I would love to. And she said, so I found a date. It's at 1:30 in the afternoon. It's one of the few day games. And I looked at her, and I go, no. And she goes, why? I go, well, I want to see the blue orb and the pomp and circumstance at night. And I want to see, like, I want to be there at night. She goes, it's 7:30. There'll be they'll want to go to bed. I go, it's a weekend. We can do this. And we really, like, didn't have it out, but we had this kind of debate going on. I go, you know what? I'm just going to ask Darren when we have him on Friday, our new weekly guest. Day game, night game. I think the answer's clear.
Have you had a day game yet? You don't even know.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really speak from experience on that one. But, you know, what I can tell you is, you know, part of going to the game so far has been the ambiance created by the supporters.
Yeah.
And I would tell you, like, we could have a kickoff at 9:00 in the morning, and those guys are going to be rowdy. Like, those guys are going to be so into it. So in terms of, like, wanting to feel the energy and wanting to feel the excitement and hear the singing and the drums and all that sort of stuff that comes with it, and how crazy the supporter section has been, whether it's been home, whether it's been away, that's not going to matter. I mean, I can't speak from experience other than, like, LA Galaxy, right? But, like, those dudes are going to be into it no matter what time of the day, no matter where this team is playing. They're going to be all about it. But I really enjoy the night. I like when they turn the lights out at Snapdragon Stadium and that place just gets illuminated by the 30,000 people there with their cell phones, right? Like, I think that looks, you know, I've seen it each time, and, you know, it still gets the hairs on the back of your neck raised when you're in it and you feel it. So I'm not going to pick a side here.
You have to.
Only because, you know, I just will tell you, like, I think I'm not, you know, not my first league. I'm not going to, you know, send you guys off the couples count. But
well, we already go, so it's fine. We go every other Thursday, so it's fine. Yeah, it's no big deal.
Yeah, I think you're probably both right. But yeah, I do think there's something special about it at night, you know, and I think part of what they've created there is also, you know, the pregame festivities. It's what's going on in the parking lot, you know, and I know you think, like, as parents, well, maybe that's not for us, and we've got kids. There's plenty of kids that run around and do all that sort of stuff. So they really are creating not just an atmosphere for a bunch of rowdy people, you know, who are enjoying themselves and drinking. Like, they are doing a lot of things. They have a fan fest, kids fan fest, things like that. So, you know, they've actually created a really cool vibe for people of all ages.
So, Darren, you know, you're cramming for MLS and Charlotte FC. Woods and I, and we've been honest about this, we're still in remedial soccer class and kind of learning as we go, and I've never been the guy, I've never woke up on Sundays to watch the Premier League or anything. Really, my extent of soccer has been watching U.S. national team matches, you know, World Cup and qualifiers, and, you know, I watched a lot of those, and now I start watching SDFC and I go, wait, this is not the kind of soccer I'm used to watching. With the national team, it always felt like they play this feudal style of just trying to kick the ball way up the field and then hopefully run it down and score a goal, get lucky once.
And I feel like they always disappoint us. These guys haven't disappointed us at all.
And I watch SDFC and I go, okay, they just pass it and control the ball. And I find it very enjoyable. But are you surprised at the style that SDFC has played and how successfully they've implemented it so quickly? Because it seems like they're really the talk of the league with the way they control the soccer ball.
Yeah, I think you're right. And, you know, I think it's, you know, Mike Ivaris gets asked the same question essentially every week, you know, like, oh, you're playing this team. Are you going to tweak your style? You're playing on the road. You're playing at altitude. This week you're playing on turf. Are things going to change? And he kind of, you know, he's not getting fed up, but he's like, I'm going to keep saying the same thing. We are going to play the way that we want to play. And you know, it's a fair question because lots of soccer teams do adjust their style based on how they play at home, or whether they're playing at home, I should say, or whether they're playing on the road. Because, you know, the adage is you want to win your home games, and yeah, you can play for a draw every once in a while when you're playing away from your home environment. So, you know, it's a fair question because a lot of managers manage that way, and he's like, no, like, this is what we're going to do. We have a style that is built in from our sister club, which is in Denmark. So we know this is the way that we are going to play, and we are not going to change it. And, you know, sometimes I think even in the soccer world, when you talk about teams that pass the ball a lot, that also can be a bit boring because you're just passing the ball sideline to sideline. And there's no real forward progress being made, but that's not what SDSC does. They pass the ball a ton. They pass the ball more than anybody else in Major League Soccer, but they also progress the ball. They advance the ball. So it's not just that they're trying to occupy, you know, to just have the ball, pass it back and forth, have their defenders pass it back and forth between the goalkeeper, right, and just sort of wait for an opportunity to strike. Like, they are a very aggressive, progressive type team. So, yeah, I mean, I appreciate it because they're unrelenting and they're unwavering. And, you know, I even asked this week a little bit about some of the stuff because, you know, there's been a couple of mistakes made in this style. And Mikey's like, we're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, we've only played 8 times. Like, we are willing to make mistakes in order to make sure that we are true to our identity and our style. And I kind of love that about them, that this is who they are. And they are unapologetically going to play the style of play, and it seems to be impressing a lot of people.
Talking to the great Darren Smith here on Ben and Woods this morning. So what can you tell us about Charlotte after all of your cramming there? Based on my very, very rudimentary research, Darren, tough team. SDFC is on the road. They're a slight underdog tonight, Saturday, sorry. And but the Charlotte's in what, second, third place in the East. What do you foresee happening on Saturday?
Yeah, I think it's the toughest game of the year, and obviously some of that is hindsight, right? Because even going up to L.A., you're like, oh, man, it's the defending MLS champs. But I think I remember, you know, being in with you guys and feeling like Galaxy was kind of ripe for the picking just because they had made a bunch of changes and their whole week was about celebrating. This is going to be hard. Charlotte just doesn't lose at home very often. This is a expansion club from 2022, so this is their fourth season. They've only lost 9 times in Charlotte. And they play on turf. This is the longest trip of the year for SDFC. This will be the longest trip for some of these guys in their careers because guys that have played in Europe, when you think about a player like Luca De La Torre, right, from Torrey Pines High School. He's played in England. He's played in the Netherlands. He's played in Spain. What are those road trips like? You know, it's like going across the state of California. So, you know, it's not an excuse. It's just the reality that guys have to get used to different circumstances. They've never played on this kind of turf. You know, they have a turf practice field, but you know, to talk to them yesterday, they're like, yeah, it's not the same turf, so there's no point in us practicing on that. So they're literally practicing on the field today at Bank of America Stadium where the Carolina Panthers play. But Carolina just doesn't lose at home. They're 4-0 this year. They have the best goal differential at home. And, you know, historically, it's just been a really, really tough place to play because of the circumstances. But, you know, it doesn't change anything for SDFC. You know, they've really good individual players. And, you know, I think that the two wingers in Lozano and Dreyer might be able to find a little bit of success. So I would think there's going to be some goals here. It's just, it's a hard game. It's a really, really hard game to go ahead and win. But, you know, we've been surprised by this team before. So, you know, why not?
Last soccer question for me, Darren. How much have you reset your expectations from game 1 to game 8 now? I mean, you have to. Based on what you've seen, but where were they when the season started? Where are they now?
I think, I mean, there's part of me that says mathematically, you know, that they are, you know, they're still capable of breaking the all-time MLS expansion record for wins in a season.
Which is what?
But that is 17 by St. Louis a couple of years ago, so that they have 4 wins right now, I think, holds up mathematically, although that's not my strong suit. But, you know, is that realistic based on what you're going to have to do all summer long, that you're only 8 out of 34 into this, and you also have tournament leagues cup coming up in the middle of the summer and injuries, right? Like, you know, we talk about this in the context of the Padres. You know, is 15 and free sustainable? Probably not, but, you know, you allow your mind to think along those lines. And I think that, you know, I think that they don't mind that sort of stuff. You know, I think the thing is, like, they have expectations there. You know, like you hear a lot of commentary about SBFC, and the commentary is always with the caveat, oh, they're really good for an expansion team.
Right.
You know, or they're having a lot of success. Like, they have a style for an expansion team. And I don't think they built a team just to be good to compare themselves to other expansion teams. You know, I think what they did is they have a design here that they want to be good in the league. And so, you know, I think that they think that they're a playoff team. I mean, are they a top two or three team in the Western Conference? I don't know. You know, I mean, maybe if everything goes right. But, you know, I just think that getting an expansion club in there historically, it's not led to a ton of success. But with these guys, you know, I think that they think a little differently and they're not afraid to be bold. So, you know, I think playoffs are, you know, anything short of playoffs would be a disappointment for them.
It's a couple minutes left, E. Smith. The similarities between the start for the Padres and SDFC are they're right there. I mean, we've all been saying it. They have to come out of the gates hot. And, you know, when you're an expansion team, yeah, certainly, you know, they're going to be here for a while, right? But it certainly makes it a lot more palpable and gets a lot more eyeballs on it. And I think the exact same thing can be said for the San Diego Padres. Throwing 41,000 people in there on a Wednesday is bananas.
Yeah, I mean, 47,000 on a Monday, yeah. 41,000 on a Wednesday. I mean, yeah, it is. And I know it, you know, it makes everybody feel good, right? Like, there's a tremendous amount of pride associated with, you know, how well these teams have been supported and how well the Padres have been supported. And, you know, it makes me proud as somebody who's, you know, who lives here and who's staying here, you know, to see the kind of support that the teams are getting. You know, and how can you think it doesn't matter to the players, you know, the way they played at home? You know, so, you know, I think we're living in a really good time in terms of having these two teams with the overlap that they have. So, you know, I'm with you. I'm pretty bullish on both of the teams.
100%.
You know, like, 100%. As I said to you previously, like, I'm pretty bullish. You know, obviously we don't know what we don't know. But, you know, and there's no way to predict the future when it comes to some of the things that will go wrong for either side. But, yeah, like, I mean, it's, you know, what a time to be a San Diego sports fan. And, I do love that so many fans are into both of the teams as well. Like, yeah. I think that just makes everything. And I also like that some of the players, you know, listen, generally speaking, I don't really care, you know, if players are embraceable or likable figures. But I feel like on both sides, and I can speak from personal experience when it comes to both of them, you know, on both teams, you really do have kind of good dudes, you know, and that's a bonus. Like, having a good team is the most important thing. Having a good team with like dudes that you can actually root for, I think is just a bonus on top of it.
Last minute here, and I have to get this question in, because if you listen to Darren over the years,
ask him about the earthquakes.
No, if you listen to Darren over the years, you know he was such a good interviewer. We've got Mike Schilt. He can sometimes be tough to interview. What should I ask Mike Schilt today, Darren?
Well, he's from Charlotte, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. I'm not going to ask him that.
Boy, I don't want sucker.
You're not going to. Yeah, I mean, why don't you, you know, is there some tie-in with him and Manny, or you know, is that a sensitive subject internally?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, I don't know. Charlotte FC and SDFC, maybe there's...
Huh? Maybe they got a sucker. They got a sucker team there? The Charlotte what? Charlotte what? Oh, God.
What?
What'd you say, Carlos?
You were going to ask me about the Coca-Cola 600. Yeah.
All right, no help from Darren, right?
No.
I don't know. I mean, what can you...
What do you say? They're 15-4. Keep up the good work.
See, it's not that easy,
it's
people.
Not that easy.
Darren Smith's having trouble with this one.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm remembering my early career, right? And Ben, you probably had the same conversation with Axel, where he's like, man, these teams are too good.
Yeah,
So good.
It's always our problem in San Diego.
Yeah,
our teams
right?
are just way too good all the time, Darren. All right, well,
thank you, buddy.
I'm on an island here. We got to go, but Darren, we'll talk to you again next Friday. I love this.
Hey, thank you, guys. And Woodsy, congratulations. I never would have gone to indoor lacrosse if it wasn't for you.
thank you, man. Excited. Thanks so much.
Darren Smith, our new weekly guest, talking soccer and more. And you know what? I do think a rising tide. I know sports teams sometimes think they're competing with each other.
Yeah, lifts
but
all
I think
boats,
the Padres,
baby.
With more people, actually brings more people to soccer, brings more people. Seals are expecting sellout
huge
or close to
tonight.
It tonight.
Yep.
I mean, good sports, I think, lifts everybody in town.
No doubt.
together. We'll reset everything. We got 2 hours to go here on a Friday. Don't go anywhere. We still have Mike Schilt coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.